How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
We got tennis and NASCAR to add to that show. Boy, there's a lot of stuff.
We got a pro day, big pro day for obviously for a lot of University of Miami football players, and the NFL will be here considering Cam Ward could be the first overall pick with the need of quarterbacks still by some of the teams at the top of the board that will be drafting. We are less than a week away from opening day for the Marlins, and it's so funny. We've been talking about Skeen Pitchen, who's been so good, big right-hander, has just dominated. What I see a card yesterday? What I see? I got a friggin' card over $1 million. Just crazy.
Yeah, we usually address those in the headlines.
No, I know that.
We talked about it yesterday. It was the last day of bidding.
Good God.
Did you get in?
No. That'd go over real big.
I know he's good, but like, he's a pitcher.
And it's for Pittsburgh Pirates.
He's a pitcher, though.
Didn't he date that little LSU
Libby
gymnast?
Dunn, yes. Yes. Does that add to his value?
Yeah, that goes up. Your value goes up 25%. He must get up in the morning going, man, I know I'm good at what I do, but damn, am I really dating this girl? Is that really happening right now? Hey, Woody, we've got a lot of stuff going on. I got to tell you, last night, going back and forth and the Panthers were playing, but I was zoned in. I've been hearing so much about this Fonseca kid since last week at Indian Wells. You got to see him. 18 years old, Brazilian, and wow, you can see the potential. And he really hasn't done much yet, but you see physically, he won his match yesterday. If you get a chance and you like to see, I mean, he hits it. He doesn't hit it like he's 18 years old. He's just ripping it. And you got to go out and see this guy at the Miami Open. And, of course, it looked like last night's stadium court looked pretty packed for his match last night. And then today, 17-year-old Mira Andreeva is going to play as well. She's won her last couple of tournaments. She beat Sabalenka last week. So again, people ask about all the good young players and – I don't know. They're already putting him with Alcaraz, and I calmed down a little bit on that because Alcaraz has been so good. And actually, it looks like he's taken a little bit step back here a little bit in some of his matches recently. But boy, he came on and just tore it up. Won some Grand Slams already as well. But a lot of good stuff going on, and there's nothing like tonight's party and tomorrow night's party, at the Miami Open at Hard Rock is a fun one. It really is. All right, Woody. So just looking, the 13th pick, Miami Dolphins, the lists are in and everybody's got it and everybody's doing mock drafts and our guys will even try to throw in a mock draft, which, by the way, when our local guys do the mock draft, I like, okay, I get it because people are going to click to see. Mock draft is one of the great clicks, right? People go, oh, I got a mock draft. I think you're going to like it. Oh, I want to see what my local writer has for a mock draft. Like, okay. Anyway, the Dolphins did get Benito Jones back. I want to start with that news. The run-stopping defensive tackle that they played, I'm guessing played almost 50%, at 50%, maybe less of the plays as a run-stopper. 6'1", 335 pounds. We still need a defensive tackle. Make no mistake about it. It's still up there on the priority list in this draft. The big one that spent a lot of time with, and I was with Bo and Jimmy yesterday for lunch, and we were talking about offensive tackles that can play guard, because that seems to be the new thing. Like, nobody really wants a guard that's a guard. Everybody's looking for a tackle that looks like he'd be a good guard, so that if we get in a jam, he can play both. I understand it. I don't know how Chris stands on his offensive line. I hope his eyes are open and his ears are open to understand, and they need another offensive lineman, at least one. And I'm for drafting a second one too. But Will Campbell and Armon Mimbu and Kelvin Banks and Greg Zabel also in that list out of North Dakota State of guys that could be on your list. I give you another position in need, folks, and you can start putting names with it. Will Johnson, a cornerback, and Jade Barron out of Michigan and Texas, cornerbacks. We need one. We can talk all you want about guys that played a little bit last year. We need another cornerback. You need to get another one. And I got to tell you, another position I'm not done with is safety. And if they were to get a Malachi Starks or this Emin Wari, this guy was a freak, 6'3", 220 pounds. I don't know if any of what's a combine. 6'3", 220, ran under 4'4", in the 40. I think he's out of South Carolina, really good player. And then the other position we're just talking about, speaking of Benito Jones, to get a Kenneth Grant or a Walter Nolan or one of the many defensive tackles that look like could play, start, and hopefully a little pass rushing skill in there as well. But that was my 10. My 10 early of taking a look at some players at the Miami Dolphins. Now, we could move out of that position. We could move down. I would not be shocked if somebody said we moved into the 20s. We switched with somebody that really loved our pick for a certain player and is willing to give us another draft pick. I do think Chris Greer will take all the draft picks he can get, realizing that you need to fill out this roster and you need some young blood in there that can play right away. That's going to be on the list. I just ask everybody out there, if you got another name, been following this thing of another player you think the Dolphins would look good with, the Miami Dolphins with their first pick, whether it's at 13th or even if they do move a few slots down. I'd love to know if there's somebody else on that list of, and staying in the list of positions you need. Like, in some cases, real desperately need, and you just put a half a Band-Aid on it, that's not going to cut it. So there are some positions out there that they really need to take care of. And I don't think they're done with the offensive line. I don't think most people think they're done with the offensive line and will still do something there. So anyway, throw out some names. And a lot of those guys will be visiting here. And some have already had a visit here. And then the whole group at University of Miami. Later on, if we could get a Jalen Rivers, I would take a Jalen Rivers in a heartbeat. Played a lot of left tackle and left guard, and also played some center when he was at the Senior Bowl. Was asked to do some center stuff. So that would be another guy later on in the draft that you could get. You got a couple of fours and a couple of fifth-round picks that you're going to need, man. You're going to need those guys. Those guys are going to have to play, and we need probably one or two of those guys to end up playing on offense or defense this year. Big, big draft, and they know it, and I think everybody else knows it. You just can't expect to get a bunch of free agents on the cheap and think that's going to help you get better as a football team. Just, you can't get guys. I just go by money. And you can look at their injury. Some of them didn't get as much money because they were injured, and some guys, you know, didn't play a lot, or some guys were key backups but played a lot of football. When I see a guy gets $1.5 million as a free agent coming over, and they can be good players, don't get me wrong. You have to have, you can't have all stars. You need good players. But you got a chance to get impact players out of the draft. Guys quickly that, as they learn the game, there's upside. There's major upside to some of these guys coming out of college. That's just my philosophy on this thing. It's the same, same thing we've been talking about with UM. Get more out of their recruiting classes instead of, you know, living heavily on the transfer portal. Now, you need transfer portal, guys. You do. Everybody gets them. Every school, even the best schools in the country, are using that transfer portal. But you also need to get a lot of it done by guys you recruit. Need to come in. You develop them. You coach them to play the way you want in your system. And if you can get past that first year where they don't quit and they don't leave, then you got a chance year from year one to year two where that big jump takes place. And that's what looks like is happening right now at the University of Miami. We got a lot more to get to here this morning besides, hey, you got to let me know now if text us if you can on somebody. You got a name out there you'd like with that 13th pick that might fall to you. Maybe you have higher on your board. Maybe you think they could slide down to where the Dolphins might pick. So we'll have a lot more on that coming up here on this busy, busy weekend of a lot of stuff going on here, especially at the radio station. I do want to tell you about a man that's always busy, the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. This guy is really, really good at what he does. Once you meet him and you're around his personality and his confidence, you kind of get the big picture. He can sell your business faster and get you the most cash. He is a marketing machine. Nobody will market your business better than the main man, Anthony Caliendo, to get you all set up for a price that you're happy with so you can sell it. He's also got a book full of people looking to buy businesses just like yours. And that's also. So the big question right now, as Anthony always tells me, people that are on the fence about whether it's time to sell their businesses or not. Hey, are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition? Are you tired of all the employees in and out every day? Are you just tired of being tired when you come home and you've had a wife or a friend say, hey, it's time to sell that thing, man. Come on. It's driving you crazy. Well, if that's the case, I can tell you Anthony Caliendo's the guy to go to. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Specializing in getting you the most for your business. By the way, most people have no idea what their business is worth. Sit down with Anthony, go through that. It's a free evaluation to figure it out for you. You guys come up with a price you like together. Call him now, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. If it's something you're going through right now, ask for Anthony Caliendo. That's the main man. Visit themainman.com, set up that appointment with Anthony, and get rolling today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Let's get you some weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 60 degrees and it is clear. It is very nice out there. Tennis weather, Joe.
Big day. I'm going to go tennis at 11.
Okay.
Hard Rock. Meet you out at nice. Hard Rock.
Mainly to give Solana a hard time, right? You
know, no, I don't care. Listen.
He was very rough on you yesterday. I didn't defend you or anything, but he was very rough on you.
Whatever, you know, if they think I'm too easy on the team, okay, that's fine.
I just think he's aware of your standing when, you know, the needing the checks to clear. It's the same thing with him, though. It's okay. I don't say anything bad about the Canes. I like my relationship there. So,
anytime you say... We're playing really hard, and you lost 9 straight, and they do. Let's start with this. I'm not on their payroll. They do play hard, but they're not winning. The goal in professional sports is not –
should never have to say they
yes,
play hard.
Yes, the average fan will go, are you serious? For what they're making, their ass ought to be going really hard every day. And so that I leave that out, but – I do understand everybody says it. Hey, you know, this is new for us, what's going on with the Heat. Whatever. And now Riley's getting national people going after Pat, who just had his 80th birthday. And is he breaking down mentally or physically? And then now people are going to write articles. Everybody knows Pat's competitive, more competitive than half the damn guys on his team right now and all that. Man, this is about having good enough players. I don't think it's a Spo thing. I didn't think all of a sudden Spo's a bad coach. I thought we had a real good class of first round picks, and some of them will get a lot better. But we just seem like we've had a lot of guys. How many guys to you, Woody, from start to finish, would you go, like, you look in certain guys, like even the Dolphins at 8-9. There are certain guys you go, hey, man, he had a really good year. Like, Zach Sealer had a really good year. Calais Campbell, Jonnu Smith had a really good year.
I think football is different from basketball.
Well, let me ask you.
Like, if somebody on the Heat was having a really good year, I think the team would be better than they are. It's not to say that Tyler's not having like a, you know, or Bam not having a good year, but it's their impact, man.
I don't know if I put anybody on. He's had a good year.
No.
I think Tyler's probably the closest thing too, because he's upped his numbers by 3 points, 3 or 4 points. But
again, it's not having. I think in basketball more so than football, you can have an impact on winning, right? Especially if you're the best player on your team, like Tyler or Bam.
I'm frustrated because I'll tell you what frustrates me about Bam. Love having Bam. I love what Bam stands for, what he does in the community. He is hustle. He is plays hard, plays both ends of the court, all that stuff the Heat like. The other night, he goes for 30 points on national TV. I mean, he is, you know, has a great game. They come up short, but, you know, he and Tyler had good games. I want to see Bam take that many shots and do. I can't have Bam taking 20, 22, 23 shots in one game and then turn around taking 7 or 8 or 9 shots in another game. No, like most of the guys that can score in this league, they score for a reason. They take shots.
Well, I think Bam's a very good complimentary piece. He's not a number one, and I don't know that Tyler's a number one either.
I don't think either guy is. We still need to get, not
we
my
We had
job.
A number one. He's gone.
Right. And he ain't coming back.
No. He's got to find a team like Dallas who's willing to give away Luka Doncic for scraps.
All right.
You got to find.
Without being a smartass, so how does Pat Riley find?
Oh, I don't know
that guy.
I have no idea. Were talking Kevin Durant. Yesterday.
I know Kevin Durant, who's what, 37 or 38
Kevin Durant clearly doesn't play winning basketball, right? Because he's on a team that I think on paper you would say is very comparable to the Heat, right? He plays with Bradley Beal and Devin Booker, and
Durant makes us better.
Of course he makes them better, but I'm just saying like he's on a team with Devin Booker and Bradley Beal, and they're not very good. The other name
Bradley
that keeps
Beal's
getting floated
year,
out there.
The way, he's injured again like he always
I know
is.
He is. But again, so the other name they keep floating is Zion. And it's like, I don't know.
We got great restaurants down here. I don't know if it works for him. He is a tease, though.
He's not as talented as like a Luka, where you're like, all right, you could live with the weight issue, but
it's not about his talent. Can't stay healthy.
But that's the problem.
And part of it is, and everybody says it, you know, he's way overweight. I don't know. Maybe I keep hearing, his weight's down, and and his knees.
The thing though, like that I don't love, and it's almost like arrogance, is that like everyone just says, oh, just bring him down here, that he'll get him in shape.
The Heat culture will get him done.
It's like, what do you think? These other franchises, just like, it's just a free-for-all?
You don't think they had babysitters?
Come on.
You don't think they had babysitters going around with them?
Of course they do. These other franchises do this stuff, too, and it's, you know.
I always tell you my great story about Mike Charles. Mike Charles, a defensive tackle for the Dolphins. And he was coming in, he was overweight. Shoes, honestly, if you're overweight, it was like you were cheating. Don Shula. I mean, he took that almost like being late, to give you an idea if you're overweight. He gave you that. You know, Riley's the same way. You know how they are with their guys being overweight. They send you to another gym in another city to work out by yourself, and they know, let everybody know, body fat's up 3% and 8 pounds overweight, not acceptable. We give you a weight for a reason. We put time in it, and you didn't care enough. They can. That's old school. Riles goes old school on that weight thing. He and the team, and stuff. So, Shoes is the same way, man. He wanted everybody to be light. We had the lightest offensive line, the lightest defensive line, because he was about, we're going to play in the Heat. I don't want any big guys that are just wiped out. They're going to be throwing up, that aren't in shape. And we'll get them. Every time they come to the Orange Bowl, we're going to wear their ass out, those big offensive lines. They got no shot. So it's camp, and Mike Charles is a second-round pick, and they were hoping he was going to be the next defensive tackle. So Big Mike, they cared so much. I hired it the first time I can remember a nutritionist to come in. So this woman comes in, and her job is to get Mike's weight down. So she's with him, and during the day, he's eating healthy. And making, you know, got him on like salads and really eating him, drinking water and no sodas. And so he keeps coming in and they're going, God, he's up 3 pounds. So now Shoes calls the nutritionist, calls her in, and he's giving her the business. What the hell are you doing to this guy? We need him lighter. He's too heavy. And she's like, this thing should work with the conditioning he's doing and the calorie he burns and the amount of calories he's eating. I'm doing the math. He should be losing weight like every day. Well, something's not right. So one night, they had security check. He was going for the big McDonald's late night run. Apparently every night at camp, my man, after curfew, wasn't going out to find a little lady, wasn't going to a strip club. My man was hitting a McDonald's. He had found him a 24-hour McDonald's, and he was at that McDonald's, and one night security caught him going into the room with like 3 bags of McDonald's. He had quarter pounders and Big Macs and a couple of French fries. He just loaded up. So all that stuff he was doing during the day, and then he said, you know, coach, he goes, coach, I'm following the thing. I'm just not losing weight. And they finally found out my man was sneaking out at night out of St. Thomas. He found a McDonald's. He found a McDonald's that was open after 11 o'clock. And I always think of that when we talk about this weight thing, when somebody can't lose weight. But the Zion thing is...
That fast food can be a little bit addicting, though, man. It's a slippery slope.
No, I like it, too.
Yeah.
Like, ask me right now. I love fast food.
Well, here's the thing, man. So we're going out today. There's going to be an all-you-can-eat situation out there. And I found myself, you know, I would get a nice little plate and then...
Honestly, you and I have had this talk.
Half an hour passes, I go back. You just keep going back. It's good. It's enjoyable to eat that stuff. Yeah. I mean, it just is.
I know, but you're not playing. We're not giving.
That's
we're
true.
Not thinking about giving you a $100 million contract to
but
be
I
the number one guy on our basketball team.
I feel their pain because it's tough. Good food is, you know.
So you're on this diet, and just because you're on this diet, you're still hungry all the time.
Oh yeah,
you're hungry, and people, and you're like, come on, man, let's go out. You got all this money. Let's go down to this restaurant in New Orleans, and come on, man, let's get a nice plate of greasy food. What are we doing here, man? And finally, you break down. Well, maybe one plate and a little of that dessert won't hurt anything. And can't do it. But that's my Mike Charles story, man. They busted him. Can you imagine when Shoes found out? Because a woman was like getting ready to get fired. They had blamed her for everything. Your program's a joke. It doesn't work. She goes, I don't know what else to do. I mean, I got him doing this, and I got him drinking water, and I'm weighing him 4 times a day, and then I'm guessing Shoes, now, he wasn't big on the apology thing. I'm guessing he didn't apologize to that poor nutritionist that was out there. But, man, oh, when they found it, he was so mad. He ripped Mike Charles. Mike Charles was just, and you know, camp's over, and now he's on his own. You got no shot. He's done. You can find him every day. And Shoes will find you right up till game day. Like, until you got underweight, you were going to get underweight under his rule. Guys are taking water pills and mixing it in with scotch. Scotch and water pills were the big thing back then. And then go sit in a sauna. And sweat the weight out to get down. Literally, guys are coming in, they're lightheaded and getting on the scale and Shoes go, all right, you're good. And then you did it early so you could go start eating and drinking and get your weight 10 pounds over again, like a damn boxer. All right, we got to go to break here, man.
Texas says the $5 McDouble combo I've been getting every day, cheap, delicious, and filling. Hey, man, stuff's good.
You know, Woody? I don't know if it's location. I like them all. There's not one fast food restaurant when I'm really hungry that I haven't said to myself, damn. And I know it's bad for you. You know, it's your age. You shouldn't. That I'm thinking, I'm going to go home. I'm going to block this. But I could eat at every one of those. And then you smell some of them. Like that Popeyes. Popeye's got that powerful smell when you drive by. Even drive down the street, you're going, it's like, it's a mile each way. You can smell that Popeye's.
You're going to go down. You go down swinging, right?
But I got to tell you.
I mean.
And I know everybody's good. Got their favorite. There's something about just grabbing two Big Macs and one French fry. I don't do anything else. Two Big Macs and French fry if I'm by myself and I know there's nothing at home. And I know the deal. Two Big Macs, one French fry.
Taco Bell guy myself, but.
By the way.
Late night Taco Bell.
I just don't have.
Much better.
No, I agree, but I don't have one around me right now.
Really?
No. Got to drive a little bit to get to.
Why don't you open one up?
But I know where they're both of them. I know where both of them are.
You ever think of opening like a fast food place, like a coffee place or a donut place or anything like that?
They offer me a donut every day at Dunkin' Donut.
On the house?
Yeah. I'm a tipper. I'm a good tipper.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So the guy goes, Mr. Rose, can I get you at least a donut today? And I realize because they smell so good that if I worked at any of those places, I would be 280, 290 in no time. No question. What do you mean? They say you get tired of it. Say you get tired of it.
I've worked at a couple of restaurants. So you get sick of the food after a while.
Well, you just going through that drive-thru, those bagels smell good, those donuts smell good, they're just coming out at 4 in the morning, and you know that Dunkin' Donut, that donut's only fresh for like 20 minutes, so like, because first thing you do when you get them, like, all right, when'd you make them? He goes, I just made them. If he says I made them, you know, 6 hours ago, yeah, I'll pass.
Now, the other thing, I worked at one of the fast food pizza places for like a few minutes in college, and I won't eat that anymore. After the working experience.
All right.
I don't want to say which one.
I never worked at those places, so.
Yeah, it was not something I would order.
We did the outdoor work in good old Marysville, California.
You drive a truck or something, right?
A tractor.
I thought you drove a truck.
No, that was in college. I had a Budweiser truck. Mm. The Budweiser guy that owned Budweiser distributorship out there in Oakland and Berkeley was a big Cal alum, and so
was there ever any leakage, spillage, or whatever they call
constant.
It?
Constant,
yeah. Case missing here and there.
They put me in a bad neighborhood one day, and they were just openly taking my beer with me watching. I didn't say a word. I just said, "Take what you want, man." Guys are literally there, like we're taking 6 or 8 cases. Do what you want, man. I plan on taking a couple when I get home myself. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T is nothing to mess with, nothing to mess with. And if you're dragging, I don't want to say dragging ass this morning, but if you are constantly tired and have no energy and it's Friday and you woke up going, man, honey, I'm just warning you, can we just do something tomorrow? I just want to get home and sleep and watch a movie and fall asleep tonight. Man, you got low T and there's no reason to have it. There's no reason. You got Atlantic Men's Clinic. You know, low T and ED run together. And a lot of you, for some reason, men will tell me they have low T, but I have never had a man come up to me and go, I have ED. I have no sex drive. Like, every guy's going to laugh. Well, every guy's going to get ED and low T. And Atlantic Men's Clinic is here to say it doesn't matter whether you're laughing, you have it, it's you're embarrassed, don't worry about it. Atlantic Men's Clinic's going to take care of it. Atlantic Men's Clinic Friday is what I call it. That means it's a great day for you to set up that first appointment, get down there, get the T, the PSA test, and within a few weeks start feeling like you did, 10 or 15 years ago. How's that sound? If that sounds good to you, that's why so many men are going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Man, it works. Their professional job they do, it's T, the PSA test, they do all your testing, sit down, explain everything to you, put you on a program to get great results, a safe way. They police it. I'm telling you, man, results are going to be fantastic. I promise you, with their 6 locations, I believe we have another one going to open here in Hollywood pretty soon, 877-455-7300. Man, I believe in Atlantic Men's Clinic like I'm the friggin' lead cheerleader, and you will too. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Set up that first appointment. Get your testing done. Do the program. Get it started today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey. And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Short version here today.
Yeah, and I'm getting hungry, man. We got all these texts coming in, and we just played a McDonald's commercial.
I'm loving it.
I got to tell you, their breakfast is in my opinion,
McDonald's
the top dog.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You can't go wrong with just the standard sausage McMuffin.
No, you want scrambled eggs, the whole deal there. Yeah.
Oh, you go for the plate, the big breakfast.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's, I mean, not surprising.
I got to tell you, all those commercials after all those years, the friggin' Big Mac. I know. Hmm. And they add stuff, and I go, nah, I'm not interested in anything new. Nah, I'm good. Anyway, what do you got, Woody?
Problem is those damn Happy Meals, man. They just finished having those Pokemon Happy Meals, so the cards were in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. The Boston Celtics, Joe, just sold for $6.1 billion. That is
NBA,
a record.
NBA looks to be pretty healthy right now.
I'd say. That's a good franchise to buy, though. They're in good shape at the moment. You don't even get the arena, by the way, with them. The Bruins own the arena, so you just
is that
just
right?
You just get the team for $6.1.
I did not know that.
We had the MLB opener this past week here, and listen to this number: 25 million people watched the Tokyo series in Japan, bigger than any American baseball audience since Game 7 of the 2017 World Series.
How much of it has to do with that one guy?
24.9 million. by the way, they barely had over a million in America. Just got over a million.
By the way, they did something that's never been done before. Two Japanese pitchers for the Cubs and the Dodgers were starting. They got those pitchers are coming over here from Japan, and they're friggin' good.
So we watched the game here, and we didn't have the sound on, obviously, because we haven't done the sound on the TVs here. Apparently, there was a lot of issues because they didn't send broadcasters out there. The guys were calling stuff before it happened. Like, apparently, there were a lot of issues in that.
All right. I didn't watch any of it, but yeah.
All right, Joe. An ex-Michigan assistant has been charged with hacking computer accounts. Listen to this one. A former NFL and University of Michigan assistant football coach allegedly hacked into the computer accounts of thousands of college athletes seeking intimate photos and videos, according to an indictment filed on Thursday. Matt Weiss, who worked for the Baltimore Ravens before joining the University of Michigan in 2021, was charged with 14 counts of unauthorized computer access and 10 counts of identity theft.
Getting off on looking at female recruits? Trying to get into their personal stuff to see them in bathing suits. And
it does sound like that.
Yeah, that's what
it said. He got access to social media, email, and cloud storage accounts of more than 2,000 athletes, as well as more than 1,300 students or alumni from schools across the country. And it does say he primarily targeted females.
Yeah. Yes. He's done.
You were right on.
He's done.
He's going to jail, yeah, I would think.
He's got some problems. That's not the same guy that was stealing the stuff at Michigan.
No,
different
guy.
Sign
stealing guy. Yeah. No. Different guy.
Nobody knew about it except what that guy was doing.
Yeah, Harbaugh didn't know anything about this whole porn stealing situation or whatever we're calling this. He knew nothing of it. Probably did know nothing of it. But.
What else?
All right. Another airplane situation here, Joe. A Southwest flight. This is the headline. Southwest flight almost takes off from taxiway rather than runway at Florida Airport.
Wow.
This is in Orlando. I'll start by telling you there were no injuries here.
That's good.
Which is obviously the good start to this one. So Southwest Flight 3278 had been cleared for takeoff and initiated a takeoff roll on a taxiway after the crew mistook the surface for a nearby runway. Air traffic controllers canceled the clearance before the plane could take off, thankfully. Just so people understand this, because I didn't know this, obviously I'm not a pilot. Taxiways are routes used by planes to move on the ground between gates, hangars, and runways. Runways are the long, usually paved areas of airports specifically meant for takeoffs and landings.
I will tell you, there's some big, long places that you travel to. I go to Dallas, I feel like it's 20 minutes to get from the time you land till you get to the gate.
Yeah.
That's a big airport.
Because you got to get to the runway.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to just take off where all the other planes are sitting. So anyway, Southwest, they did comment and they said nothing is more important to Southwest than the safety of our customers and employees.
Just a little heads up.
Next time they'll look for the runway.
Know where you are. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll a little heads up on everything.
They're more worried about charging people for bags, I guess.
I knew you'd get that in there. I knew you were going to tie it in. You don't let stuff go. You be tough, like, in marriage. Are you pretty good or the wife pretty good about letting things go, or do you kind of still bring it up from time to time with a little jab in there?
I usually let stuff go. I'm good with that. Our final one here, you mentioned this earlier, Joe. Paul Skeens' debut patch card sold for $1.11 million.
Damn.
I don't get it. This is like absolutely crazy to me. How about this? This is actually funny. Skeens was paid $740,000 in his rookie season for the Pirates, and he'll make $875,000 this season.
He's making that off one card now, huh?
He made more. The card was worth more than his rookie contract, it seems like.
Well, listen, he ain't going to get paid. The way the system is set up for a while, you can't get bonuses now. They have that bonus thing of young players that outperform their contracts to get more money. But all I know is I got great news because Paul Skeens is going to pitch against Sandy Alcantara in the opener.
The million-dollar card, man, yeah.
That is that's going to be great. And by the way, that is March 27th, a 4:10 start. Sandy and Paul going at it against each other. Pretty darn good matchup there. And, by the way, having Sandy back will be great. Hopefully we can keep him around as the Pirates are in town for the opener. So if you don't have those tickets, make sure you get them. Dan Marino's going to throw out the first pitch. They got all kinds of stuff. Luis Fonsi and Flo Rida are teaming up for an epic postgame concert on the field. Well, I'm telling you, this is going to be cool. It sounds so cool. I may go catch the first pitch. Woody, what do you think? I may just go out there and just catch the first pitch out there.
I think it's a great idea because I'll get the tag along. So I think it's a great
idea.
Yeah,
no, it'd be that. Now we're talking about a great opening day. I always say this, man. There's nothing like opening day and people get pumped up, see what it's going to look like, and just be out there for it. You can go to Marlins.com/opening day. They actually got the great postgame concert. They got a lot of cool stuff going on there. Matter of fact, it's going to be a real fun week. And Woody, I know you brought this up. I forgot the Yankees exhibition game is going to be on Tuesday at 1:10 start. So the Yankees are in town for the exhibition game.
And you know what we got next week? Spring break. Kids are off of school.
Ah, great time. Get your tickets. Perfect. Yeah, Marlins.com/exhibition as well. If you need a little Yankees fix with the Marlins, and then a lot of great stuff all weekend long we'll be telling you about for next week. So get your opening day tickets, Marlins and the Pirates.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.